The reading is from Luke 10, starting at verse 38. Jesus and his disciples went on their way. Jesus came to a village where a woman named Martha lived. She welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary. Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said, but Martha was busy with all the things that had to be done. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, my sister has left me to do the work by myself. Don't you care? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her." You probably know that passage well. I do, because I can identify with it. I'm definitely more like Martha, preferring to be active and busy rather than sitting still and quietly listening and concentrating. When lockdown came in March, my day-to-day activities and busy week came to a sudden stop with little warning. No grandchildren to look after, no part-time work, no groups or services at church, etc. For others, however, like carers and key workers, parents of young children, it suddenly became more hectic and stressful for them. But for me, there was suddenly a big space that had previously been filled with activity. Here was an opportunity for me to become a bit more like Mary and give quality time to listening to God and allow his Holy Spirit to minister to me. With so few distractions, it became a precious time. As lockdown eased, though, and there was more going on, I became aware that I was not prioritising that time to listen to God in the same way. Now we have another lockdown due to start. For many, this will be another difficult, lonely, and frightening prospect, but also another opportunity to seek and really listen to what God wants to say to us, both individually and collectively as a congregation. When I was in Uganda with a team from Queen's Road a couple of years ago, we were at the end of a very long church service and one of us asked if there was enough time for one more item. And the reply came, "In the UK you use time. In Africa, we make time." Lord, our prayer is that we do indeed make time to really listen to you, particularly during these difficult times, but also that we continue this beyond. We thank you, Father, that you're always there with us through the difficult times and when life feels more predictable. Thank you, Father. Amen.